Oh, dear God, in the wondrous name of Jesus, we say thank you again for drawing our hearts here this morning. Lord, we know that you're prepared to pour it out. Prepare our hearts to receive it. Lord, allow us to break up any fallow ground, any hardness that would be there this day. And God, work deep. Lord, work quickly. Lord, let us be patient. But Lord, we know the time is drawing nigh. The time is about ready to run out. Lord, we've been running. Help us to run well. Help us to see the joy that is set before us today, to win your hand in marriage. Dear God, help us to be about our Father's business. Praise God, to be a worshiper that would worship Him in spirit and in truth. Now, Lord, that offering is there, and I'm so grateful to you that, Lord, in your love, you woo us in your word. Help us to be attentive to it, Lord. Help us to take heed. Not just apply, but God, live, because Christ liveth in me. Thank you that you live in me. Thank you that you live in your people. Lord, let us rejoice in that today. Lord, your Holy Spirit is anointing. Praise God, continue the anointing. Help us to open up and worship the I Am. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. If you'd open your Bibles with me, we're going to the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. That's chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. Brother Paul speaking here to the highest of high calling, the work of God in us. Praise Lord, it's the work of faith in love and what it can do. But in that seventh verse, Brother Paul says, "But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ." Amen. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Last week, and I know we're forgetting those things which are behind, but there's treasures to my life. And I appreciate the Lord. I believe I walked in a place with you last week, brothers and sisters. I had never walked before. Truly some unspeakable words, maybe even a place where it's even unlawful to utter. I don't know. And there was a sadness. There was a sadness. I had to come back. But praise be to God, what a trip. And praise be to God, what a vision. And praise be to God, what a love. And praise be to God, what a Lord we have. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, there is so much more. I hope we know that. That room is so infinite. The glories are so beyond. We're getting a glimpse, truly, of the exceeding riches of His grace. And I pray we lay hold, because God is truly dealing with us mightily. But the Lord touched upon this sweet verse, or two verses, last week. He briefly did. And it's even more apparent to me today, and apparent in an urgency to preach the Word of God and to tell all His children all things but loss. All things but lost. That there's nothing worthy to be compared. What that means, there's nothing even worthy to be mentioned in the same breath. And I thank God by His grace that He brings us here week after week and year after year to build the treasure, praise the Lord, to be the praise of the glory of His grace in us, in Christ. And what treasure that is. I believe I'm looking at people here today that are singing the song and praises, "Lord, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead." For those who don't know that, there's a group, there's a people that are going to make up a bride for Jesus Christ. And if by any means, any way, any possibility, Lord, prepare my life to receive that. And praise be to God, I'm going to be out of here. It's that resurrection that I am looking for. Brother Paul showed us that. Brother Copley wrote about that. Sister Bodie wrote about that. Praise be to God, I saw many a life, and one in a Brother Hill that was looking for that soon appearing, even facing natural death. Son, do you think he could come today? That's how I want to live my life, because that's how the Scripture wants my life to be lived. The very Word of God, just joyous and overflowing in my life. Jesus, You could come today. You could come at this moment. If by any means, Lord, make me ready for this. I see what You're offering here. I'm so grateful to God that You dealt with a wretch like me. And us in Christ. It's all there. And the Holy Spirit today is showing us those things. Making and taking the things of Christ and making them ours. We are so blessed. We are just so blessed. And I've had people say, well, brother, you're just so intense. Well, let me ask you something. Isn't real love intense? Let me go a little bit further. Isn't first love intense? I mean, if you've ever really been in love with somebody, I mean, intensely in love with somebody, you want to be with them. You can't help but talk about them. You can't help but think about them. You can't get them off your mind. I remember my parents saying, son, you need to eat. We appreciate your dear fiance. I know she's in another state. Breathe, son. Thank God for involuntary muscles, huh? But that's how it is with Jesus. And it's nothing I did. It's nothing of me. It's the Word. It's the Word spoken to you and you and you and you and you and you and everybody. And if you just listen to those words, if you just listen to that message of the wooing of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I believe He'll have your heart singing in no time. I do. I'll go. It's now. I don't want to delay. If by any means I'm going to ride that glory into your arms, let it be. Let it be. Brother David said it so wonderful. I love my brother David. My soul panteth. That means I'm delirious. I'm delirious for you, Lord. It is so hot and heavy, you can't even imagine. Oh, I see people bowing their heads down. What did he say? You know, maybe it's time you get embarrassed for God. It's time to be about loving Jesus. Accepting the love that He has so given us. Abounded to us. To finally say, Lord, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. And it's not just something I say. It's not just something I conveniently live when I'm around saints. It's just who I am in Christ. When you really love somebody, you didn't even have to know them and you start talking about them, don't you? Huh? Come on now. Because you're thinking about them all the time. Some stranger next to you, you start pulling out pictures. Oh, you got to see this girl, you know, just show it. The guy's looking at you thinking, how much more with Jesus? Isn't it amazing? I love what He opens up to us. And praise God, He's right there in our heart. That picture into His very image is right here, isn't it, brothers and sisters? We can grow up into Him in all things. He's in us. He's in us and He's for us. Praise be to God. And isn't it obvious as we talk about these things? Nothing but Him has her attention. And I'm speaking of Brother Paul. He's encouraging us on here. He's telling us that there's nothing greater. There's nothing worthy to be compared. He's not telling you that you have to do this. He's telling you of your opportunity and privilege of this heavenly bridegroom who's right before you that's keep telling you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. That's it. How many times have you had people truly ask you, well, I'd love to believe the Lord like that. I'd love to love Him like you do. He's loving you like He's loving me. He's loving you the same way. There's no difference. God is no respecter of person. Isn't it wonderful? It's just, are you going to believe Him? Are you going to receive that love message? He's speaking it to you. And He is intense. And I'm so thankful to God He is a jealous lover. Because when my attention starts to get a little diverted, He goes like this and He says, "Son, I'm right here." That's kind of a nice effect. It got your attention, didn't it? Guys in the sound room are awake now. There he is. I appreciate you, brother. Never know what might happen up here. God knows what He's doing. But she is betrothed to Him. She occupies as a readied wife. She just knows. He loves me. His heart rests in her, and man, does she rest in Him. See, you don't get married with somebody if you're thinking, well, do they love me? Well, you better not. That means wait. Stop. But when you know it's the marriage that God has sent you, you don't doubt the love, do you? You just receive it. You accept it. And that's what He's doing. And that's what He's doing to you too. All of His children. I would that all men be saved. Praise God that that is preached. In most of Christian churches today, that is preached. But it stops right there in about 99.99% of them. And come to a full, exact, complete, divine, intimate knowledge of the truth. You say, brother, I don't see those words in there. Let me tell you something. The Greek is so amazingly big, and that God used that wonderful language, and I'm so thankful. But let me tell you something. By my Spirit, let me tell you, you'll never even touch the surface of what it really means. Okay? She's a sweet lady, this bride. I just was writing down some hand notes too, and I don't know if it really had anything to do with it, but God wants it to do with it. She, you know, she covers her household. She feeds. She prepares. She gives to the complete readiness of the family. She's a vessel. She's a vessel. And thanks be to God that we can be that vessel. He can make that vessel in us. And that vessel adds to the usefulness of the husband. See, God does need you. He wants to use you. He wants to love you. Praise God and have that love received in its fullness. Amen. But all right. Have we really counted it all but dung? Have we? Or are there things that we're still hanging on to that are so precious that we cannot let go? Come on now. Jesus Christ Himself said, if ye love father or mother or son or daughter more than me, ye are not worthy to come after me. Now don't get bent all out of shape about that. Let me tell you something. You start loving the Lord, He'll increase your love for your mom, your dad, your kids, your wife, for everybody like you can't even imagine. Brothers, I will tell you, you fall in love with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If the heart of your wife is in tune to God, she will realize that a new man came to live in her home. I'm telling you, you'll love like nobody's business. It'll be a love that is His divine agape love. It loves beyond, it loves through, and it loves how Christ loved the church and gave Himself for it. I believe that's a full application of it as well, too. Obviously, there's much higher there, but praise be to God. Why can't we have God's love in our marriages? Huh? He wants it. You know, God is for a loving marriage. God is for a good marriage. And He is. And He wants to be that. Now, that isn't part of this sermon, but now it is. All right. But lovest thou me more than these? We watch all these game shows. Is the who wants to be a Holy Ghost millionaire question, isn't it? It is. Come on now. See, oftentimes I can't even figure out with what's so hard to understand about it. What's so hard to understand truly about He must increase and I must decrease? Come on now. What is so hard to understand about that? But then as I get on my knees, and it's not about understanding that's hard, it's about yielding. It's about yielding to it, brothers and sisters. Absolutely. Self has no fellowship with God. Self cannot worship God. It doesn't. Self has got to go. We know this, brothers and sisters. The bigger barn is not that valuable. I'll assure you that. I've had people tell me, coming into the office and even throughout my life, and I'm telling you, here's exactly what every one of them said. They say it differently, but they say it the way, oh, but brother, look at my wood, hay, and stubble. Oh, look at my wood, hay, and stubble. And really, I said, do you hear yourself? Do you hear what you're saying? Hey, buddy, it's just wood, hay, and stubble. It's going to burn. It's worthless. It's a bunch of junk. And that's exactly what this is. And it's getting in front of your walk with God, and you better wake up. And it can come in any shape, size, form. It's the sin that so easily besets us. It is our lack of faith. And it's the truth. I've seen it come in people that want to hang on to grief or bitterness or indifference. Or anger, or because they're wrong. I've seen it lately so many times with people and their beauty. Oh, how did he jump there? Well, I don't know. But my goodness, this world is so absolutely obsessed with how we look. Oh my goodness, they treasure it almost more than anything. Do you realize that even the Word of God says that we are grass that is withering? It's happened. Praise God, it's going on. I'm getting to the point in my life. I'm so thankful another day. Praise God, it's closer to you, Jesus. I'm about ready to see you. Amen. I know I'm going to get some letters that say, brother, you do need to take care of yourself more. But I'm going to tell you, all the Botox, all the hormones, all of that stuff. Now, God help you. I pray you settle down with the Lord and love who He's made. But I'm going to leave that with you and the Lord. I'm not getting after you. But here's what I'm getting at. All of that is eventually going to fade too. It is. It's going to fade. There's always going to be somebody younger. There's always going to be somebody prettier. There's always going to be somebody, guys, stronger. Yeah, believe it or not. Yep. But in Christ, that's your beauty. That's your strength. Do you realize that? And it's increasing at an increasing rate. And He sees us so beautiful as we are. But oh my goodness, to grow up and ravish the heart of the King. That's the forever beauty. Do you realize that? This isn't just good thoughts and happy thinking. It's the very Word of God. And what are we doing with our lives? What are we spending them on? Thank God, I believe that really it is God's grace and mercy. He sent us this time of great desperation in our economy and in this world. Praise the Lord if you quit looking at your finances. Praise the Lord if the IRA might not be there anymore. It's all insolvent anyways. It is. God said, He said this, they're going to throw it in the street. I don't know if it's now or not, but I want a heart that's living that now. I thank God for whatever He's given me. I appreciate, I want to honor Him. I want to be thankful for His goodness and His mercy. He brought you here today. You're clothed, you're fed. I don't see anybody fainting because of not eating yet here today. God has been good to you because He brought you into a place this morning to hear the divine, inspired, Holy Ghost-filled Word of God. And I'm right there with you. We've got it all. We've got it all. My goodness, I think last week I told you you were worthless. And this week I tell you you're withering meat. And yet, you're still back. Oh, what the love of God can do. But see, it's the truth. And He's caused you to love the truth. And see, that's the beauty of it all. And I'm thankful that we can laugh with Him, we can cry with Him, and we can rejoice with Him. But listen to these words of Paul, and we'll wrap it up here. But listen to what he's saying. All the gain to me. And see, that came both sides of it. He talked about the worldly gain there. And then he even talked about all of the privilege to have everything taken away for Christ's sake. That was but dung too. I don't want to get excited about myself for one moment. Self has got to go. It's grace. It's the grace of God, and He brought us this way. And Paul was rejoicing, "Oh Lord, it doesn't matter. I'm instructed to be full and yet to be hungry. To know I've got everything, but to know I need to suffer every need too." Oh my goodness. Oh, what He's done in our lives in His truth. But brothers and sisters, He's saying, all this gain to me in the light of Christ, all is loss. All of it is loss. What it's going on to really say here is that the gains of life, if that's where my affections are set, they're damages to me. Did you hear that? If the gains of life are where your affections are set, it's a damage to you. Oh yeah. Not just damaged goods, but damage to your life. Oh yes. Oh. See, God's gifts are always good, aren't they? See, God's gifts are always profitable. We think that we're drinking the wine of happiness and natural gains often. I've been there. I know this. I know it. I know how the enemy comes in. I know specifically how he does it in your life, but God told me we're not ignorant of his devices. He's a liar. And he comes in for one thing, to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And this is what he's talking about here, are these gains that we start to set our affections on that rob our lives. And what it robs us from is fellowship with God, intimacy with his Son. And how many times I said, "Lord, I'll get to it tomorrow. I'm going to have this today and I'm going to have you tomorrow." You don't know if you've got tomorrow. And it's not about me dying or leaving this world, and I don't know about that either. But Jesus could come today. And I don't want to miss his appearing. This isn't a scare tactic. This is a love match. This is a love offering. This is a love invitation. I don't want to be late to my wedding. I just don't. I've got an invitation. You've got an invitation. It's right here in my hand. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. And it's got a date and a time on it. It says, be ready. Isn't that awesome? Oh, praise God. I'm tired of drinking the poison. How about you? Huh? Come on now. I want to be filled with all the fullness of God. The new wine. Remember who we are in Christ Jesus, brothers and sisters. The new man. Ephesians 24 and 25. It says you're created in righteousness and true holiness. Not the imitation or the fake. You're the real I like that. I'm the real deal. Oh, I might not be living it, but that's exactly who you are in Christ. Oh, praise God if we can see this. It's in Him. It's His life that He put in us. God, help me. I would never want to flatter you. I don't want to tear you down either. I just want you to understand the life I now live is the faith in Jesus Christ, because Christ liveth in me. And at that moment, I ceased to live anymore. I was crucified with Him. You were crucified with Him. You may have not even known the verse or anything of that, but you were born of God. Oh, yeah, He sees His Son in you. It does. It just causes me to groan. The love of God for His people. To know who we are. But then it goes on to say, put away the lie. Put away the lie. The deception of sin. Let the damages go, because it's not who you are in Jesus Christ. That sin is not you. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, nor can he sin, because of us in Christ. Us in Christ. So here we go. Lovest thou me more than these? Thank you, sister. Oh, we got to sing about it. We get to rejoice about it. Confronting us every day. And the call is growing louder every single moment. And you know why. He's ready to finish the work. You know why. The be ready moment is about to be here. And we don't have much time. And those that love His appearing, that just receive the love of Him, to say, Lord, I do believe You're going to have a bride. I know it's all by grace. I believe that You have offered this to me. I see this in my life. I know that it's apprehended me from the very moment. The very moment that I gave my heart to God, it apprehended me. Because I was blessed with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. The be ready invitation was in that too. But now by grace, somehow You've enlightened my eyes, my understanding. And I'm turning face to face into the very glory of God. And I'm apprehending You too. And that's the simplicity that's in Christ. And it is so simple, isn't it? There's nothing I could do to ever earn that. There's nothing that I could do to ever deserve that. It had to be the Son of God who put that in me. And more importantly, put me in Him. And that is the excellency of the knowledge, brothers and sisters. I leave you with this. It's over the top. It's exactly what it is. Yep. You may be hearing this for the first time. Wow, that's too much. You're right, because it's the excellency of the knowledge. It's over the top. And someday I pray that each and every one of us see how over the top the lover of our soul is. And to come to the knowledge of that. And that's a knowledge that surpasses everything. It's a knowledge that is the most perfect, the most divine, the most exact, and the most intimate. The knowledge only a husband has in his wife, and a wife has in her husband. Now all I can stand here and say, oh, a wretch like me could see something like this. How about you? A wretch like me could see something like this. Now I'm going to be that cow. And I'm going to go sit under that tree. And I'm going to chew on that cud until Jesus comes. Do you understand when Brother Hill would tell you? Oh, it's nice to see you. Now go over there and sit down and learn and receive. And listen, and let Him do the perfect work. Because to allow a wretch like me and a wretch like you to see something like that, it had to be the grace of God. It had to be the marvelous, wonderful, infinite grace of God. Let's bow our heads. God, we thank You again. We know it's all in Your Son. Thank You for that wondrous name. Oh, above every name. It's a name we love to profess. The name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. The waves have to be still. The air has to be calm. And it's Jesus. Now, Lord, how we long to be with You. But how much more You long to be with us. Help us to receive it and to joy in that today. And God, not just for us as individuals, but for the body. Oh, for my brother and sister in Christ. God, let that fervent passion, that delirious love be for the body as well, for the head. Lord, let us love one another. Oh, my goodness. Not just without hypocrisy, not just without dissimulation, but bridal love to where we would dwell together and realize the privilege to settle down in marriage and to run with patience because you are set before us. And someday it's going to be face to face. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.